Greetings to the lovingly committed saints of the Most High, Yahweh. May the divine influence be with you. This is part 7 of all the verses on grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. We have thus far gone from Genesis to the book of Sirach, and can see that grace is favor and acceptance, and that mercy is compassion and loving commitment, all of which our Elohim shows us when we are repentant, obedient, and lovingly committed to our brethren. We have also seen that the promises and covenants are directly connected to the grace and mercy which is shown exclusively to the children of Jacob Israel. Let's see how grace and mercy are used and demonstrated in the prophets. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 13, "For the people turned not unto him that smites them, neither do they seek Yahweh of hosts." This was the time of the divorce. Yahweh had enough of the idolatry and race mixing, and sent the Syrians, Philistines, and Assyrians to punish Israel. They didn't listen to his prophets, and instead listened to the unrighteous prophets and priests, which were leading the people astray, just like today's denominational churches and pulpit bastards. Verse 14. "Therefore Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day." Palm branch and reed. It's a metaphor for high and low. The people in high and low places, meaning not a respecter of persons. Verse 15. "The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed." The Septuagint for verses 15 and 16 read, "The old man, and them that respect the status of persons, this is the head, and the prophet teaching unlawful things, he is the tail, and they that pronounce this people blessed shall mislead them, and they mislead them that they may devour them." Verse 17. "Therefore Yahweh shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy," or compassion, "on their fatherless and widows. For every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns as the fire, it shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting of smoke. Through the wrath of Yahweh of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare or pity his brother." Yahweh used the Babylonians to punish Israel for their apostasy. The Babylonians were very cruel to Israel and destroyed Yahweh's temple. After they did their job, Yahweh sent the Medes and the Persians, which put an end to the Babylonians, showing no mercy to them. Isaiah 13:17. "Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity," or compassion, "on the fruit of the womb. Their eye shall not spare children." And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Physical Babylon is uninhabited, as prophesied. But Mystery Babylon rules the world today, which is the international Jew, and they now own and run everything. We are in the Jewish matrix of deceit, and everyone, save the remnant, is fooled by it. Isaiah 14:1. For Yahweh will have mercy, or compassion, on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the sojourning kinsmen shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And he did. America is the regathering place of all 12 tribes, as prophesied in 2 Samuel 7:10, which was prophesied while in the land. So it's not talking about Israel. Isaiah 16:4. Let my outcasts dwell with you, Moab. Be you a covert to them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceases. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. Some Israelites escaped from the Assyrians to Moab, while the extortioners, spoilers, and oppressors of Israel were destroyed. Verse 5. And in mercy, or loving commitment, shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. Yahweh keeps his promises, even though he has loving commitment to all the children of Jacob because of the promises made to Abraham. The unrighteous ones are destroyed without mercy as he preserves the lovingly committed ones, and he keeps the Davidic throne filled. Isaiah 26:1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Deliverance will Elohim appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open you the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness? In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. The Septuagint has, for the ungodly one is put down. No one who will learn righteousness on the earth shall be able to do the truth. Let the ungodly be taken away, that he see not the glory of Yahweh. When we live among the unrighteous, we become unrighteous. Isaiah 27:11. When the boughs thereof are withered and dry, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy, or compassion on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor, or mercy, or pity. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Isaiah 30:12. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare or pity, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shard to take fire from the hearth, nor to take water out of the cistern. The problem was that the Israelites did not listen to the warnings, and when the punishment came, they thought they could flee and escape and trust in the other nations for refuge. But the lovingly committed ones trusted the words of Yahweh through the prophets that if they accepted their punishment, they would be preserved through it. Verse 18, and therefore will Yahweh wait, that he may be gracious, or show mercy, unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy, or compassion or favor upon you. For Yahweh is an Elohim of right ruling. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious or favorable unto you at the voice of your cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer you. Yahweh will show favor and compassion to his obedient remnant. Chapter 46 is about Yahweh and pagan gods. Isaiah 46:3. Hearken unto me, Yahweh, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born from the belly, which are carried from the womb, or deep compassion. This verse states that the children of Jacob are physical, literal offspring of Yahweh. Yahweh is lovingly committed to every Israelite that returns the favor. Verse 4, and even to your old age I am he, and to old age will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. Yahweh will preserve his people through these times of captivity and subjection. Verse 5, to whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? Not Baal, not Nebo, not Asherah, and certainly not Jewish Jesus. Yahweh is the only Elohim. Chapter 47 is Babylon judged. Isaiah 47:6. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted my inheritance and given them into your hand. You did show them no mercy or compassion. Upon the ancient have you very heavily laid your yoke. When Israel was in Babylonian captivity, they were to be treated fairly, but the Babylonians were ruthless. So Yahweh was going to send Koresh, or Cyrus, to punish the Babylonians. Isaiah 49:8. Thus saith Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, the children of Jacob, and in a day of deliverance have I helped you, and I will preserve you, and give you for a covenant of the people, to establish the land, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are in darkness, or ignorance, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that has mercy, or compassion on them, shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Sing, O skies, and be joyful, O land, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For Yahweh has comforted his people, and will have mercy, or compassion, upon his afflicted. But Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and my Elohim has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget you. Isaiah 54:5. For your Maker is your husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name, and your kinsman Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of the whole land shall he be called. For Yahweh has called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when you was refused, saith your Elohim. Meaning, when they were divorced in 745 BC for being an idolatrous race-mixing whore. Verse 7. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies, or deep compassions, will I gather you. Speaking of Israel, the gospel is to our people. We are the true sons of Jacob. Verse 8, in a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, or loving commitment, will I have mercy, or compassion on you, says Yahweh, your kinsman redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the land. So have I sworn that I would not be wroth with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness, or loving commitment, shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh, that has mercy, or deep compassion, on you. The covenant and mercy are connected to the children of Israel. Yahweh has deep compassion and mercy with those that return to him. Isaiah 55:6. Seek you Yahweh while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy, or compassion, upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 60:10. And the son of strangers shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister unto you. For in my wrath I smote you, but in my favor, or delight, or pleasure, or mercy, have I had mercy, or compassion, on you. Chapter 60 is a vision of the kingdom. Sons of strangers are referring to the estranged Israelites, those of the northern house of Israel that did not return to Jerusalem after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities, and they lost and forgot their heritage. These are also referred to as the uncircumcision, or the dispersed. The gospel is the reconciliation of the two houses of Judah and Israel, the dispersed, under the better covenant. Isaiah 63:7. I, Isaiah, will mention the loving kindnesses, or loving commitments, of Yahweh, and the praises of Yahweh, according to all that Yahweh has bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, or deep compassions, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses, or loving commitment. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior, and in all their affliction he was afflicted, and the messenger of his presence saved them. In his love, and in his pity, or compassion, or mercy, he delivered them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. In Isaiah, grace is the favor shown to those that trusted his plan of punishment and purging. Those that returned to him were favored and preserved. Mercy is the loving commitment he showed to the children of Jacob who accepted their punishment. He had compassion on them as a father would have towards a son who deserved correction. If it were not for the promises made to Abraham, then they would have all been destroyed. Yahweh's remnant is his lovingly committed ones. Yahweh chastises Judah for race mixing. Jeremiah 2:1. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Yahweh, I remember you, the kindness, or loving commitment, or piety towards Elohim, of your youth, the love of your espousals, or bridehood, when you walked after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown, meaning before they entered the promised land. Verse 13, For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. This is a reference to the product of race mixing. A race mixed child cannot hold the spirit. It's a broken cistern. Jeremiah 3, verse 11. And Yahweh said unto me, The backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go, and proclaim these words towards the north, and say, Return, you backsliding Israel, saith Yahweh, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, or lovingly committed, saith Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against Yahweh your Elohim, and have scattered your ways to the strangers, the foreigners, and foreign gods, under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Jeremiah 4, verse 1. If you will return, O Israel, saith Yahweh, return unto me, and if you will put away your idols out of my sight, then you shall not wander. Note, in verse 1, remove is H5110, nude, also related to H5113 below, Genesis 4:16, and Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh and dwelt in the land of Nod, H5113, wandering on the east of Eden. If we return to Yahweh, he will not cast us out to wander forever as he did Cain and his children, his Jewish children. Jeremiah 6:22. Thus says Yahweh, Behold, a people come from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the land. Speaking of the Babylonians. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy or compassion. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses, set in array as men for war against you, O daughter of Zion. Jeremiah 12:14. Thus says Yahweh against all my evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their hand, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. And it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion on them, and will bring them again, every man to his heritage, and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, Yahweh liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be rebuilt in the midst of my people. The they in verse 16 is speaking of the nations that are going to carry Israel into captivity. If they learn that Yahweh is the Elohim of Israel and repent, he will let them rebuild their nation. These conquering nations that punished Israel were racial kinsmen of the nations that sprung from Adam, the nations of Genesis chapter 10, but they were pagan. Chapter 13 has the parable of the girdle, which is about race mixing. Yahweh tells Jeremiah to put on a linen girdle, to wear it for days, and not to wash it, then to hide it in a hole. After many days, Yahweh tells him to go get it, and it was marred, profitable for nothing. Jeremiah 13:9. Thus says Yahweh, After this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the stubbornness of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. Dirty, rotten underwear. Yahweh goes on to say that he will make everyone in Jerusalem drunk with the cup of his fury. Verse 14. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, saith Yahweh. I will not pity, nor spare, or pardon, nor have mercy, or compassion, but destroy them. Jeremiah 16:5. For thus says Yahweh, enter not into the house of mourning for the dead, neither go to lament nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, says Yahweh, even loving kindness, or loving commitment, and mercies, or deep compassions. When we wander from the way and from Yahweh, he will take his peace from us. He will show no mercy, and justice will be served. There is no such thing as once saved, always saved. No one is saved yet. Those that have been so-called saved, Yahweh can still make to wander. This life is an ongoing test to remain in his way. Jeremiah 16:10. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall show this people all these words, and they shall say unto you, wherefore has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh our Elohim? This is the same thing today's churchgoers will be saying. Verse 11. Then shall ye say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. Worshipping a Jewish Jesus, and teaching that the law was done away with. Verse 12. And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Today's churches worship a Jewish Jesus and follow false doctrine. They don't know God's name, who they are, and who the enemy is. Many have gone to church their whole life and still don't know what the Scriptures really says. Verse 13. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers, and there shall you serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. The promises made with Abraham only work if we follow the covenant of our forefathers, which they agreed to at Sinai. The favor, or grace, is there, but we must still be obedient, which demonstrates our loving commitment, which is what Yahweh shows us in return. Everybody doing what they are supposed to be doing. The people hated Jeremiah when he was indicting and prophesying against them for their race mixing and idolatry. Now things are turning from bad to worse, and they turn to him. Yahweh's judgment was set. They were going to be severely punished. Jeremiah 21:5. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger, and in fury, and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast, and they shall die of a great pestilence. In their sin and wickedness, the children of Israel have become enemies of Yahweh. Verse 7. And afterwards, says Yahweh, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such as are left in this city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their hated enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare or pardon them, neither have pity, nor have mercy or compassion. And unto this people you shall say, Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that dwells in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goes out and falls to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. Falleth, meaning their lot in life, will fall to the Kasdim, or the Chaldeans. They will place their lives in the hands of the Kasdim. They will become servants to them and live. Verse 10, For I have set my face against this city for harm, and not for good, says Yahweh. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. No forgiving the people, no mercy or grace or compassion to stop this invasion, no cleansing the temple, and one more try to be good. Yahweh was cleaning house. The people, the temple, and the land were all defiled, and there was no remedy. But as he instructed, those that accept the punishment and fall to the Babylonians will be preserved and shown favor. Jeremiah 30:15. Why cry you for your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquity. Because your sins were increased, I have done these things unto you. Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy, or compassion, on his dwelling places. And the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Yahweh promised they would return to rebuild when their punishment ended. The Babylonian captivity lasted 70 years, which is also because they failed to keep the land Sabbaths for 70 years. Jeremiah 31:1. At that time, says Yahweh, I will be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found grace, or favor, in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. After the Babylonians came through, the Israelites that followed Yahweh were shown favor. Verse 20, Yahweh speaking, Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For though I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon, or great compassion for, him, saith Yahweh. Ephraim is usually a reference to the northern house of Israel, the 10 tribes who did not return after captivity and migrated outside Judea and into Europe, becoming known as the lost sheep to whom the gospel was sent. Yahweh does not break his promise to the seed of Abraham. Yahweh is a lovingly committed Elohim who keeps his word. Jeremiah 33:10. Thus says Yahweh, Again there shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise Yahweh of hosts, for Yahweh is good, for his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of Yahweh. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, says Yahweh. When you are done with your punishment, I will bring you back. And he did. Verse 25. Thus says Yahweh, If my covenant be not with day and night, And if I have not appointed the ordinances of the sky and of the land, then I will cast away the seed of Jacob, and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return, and have mercy, or great compassion, on them. Jeremiah 42:2. And all the people came and said to Jeremiah the prophet, Let, we beseech you, our supplication, or petition for favor, be accepted before you, and pray for us unto Yahweh your Elohim, for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes do behold us, that Yahweh thy Elohim may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. And Jeremiah said unto them, Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication, or petition for favor, before him. Verse 10, Yahweh speaking, If you will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up. For I relent me of the harm that I have done unto you. Like a parent, Yahweh did not want to spank them, but he had to. Verse 11, Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him, says Yahweh, for I am with you to preserve you and to deliver you from his hand, and I will show mercies, or deep compassion, unto you, that he may have mercy, or compassion, upon you, and cause you to return to your own land. In Jeremiah, we see that Yahweh remembers his bride when they had loving commitment towards him, but have become race-mixing whores. Mercy is promised to those that trust and accept his judgment of punishment on the whole nation, will be shown mercy, and that the willfully disobedient will not receive pardon, pity, or compassion. Yahweh keeps his promises made to Abraham's seed of preservation and loving commitment to the lovingly committed ones and those that returned to him. Lamentations 2:2. Yahweh has swallowed up all the pastures of Jacob and has not pitied or spared or was without compassion. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof. The daughter of Judah would be the cities and the villages of the land of Judah. They were already taken in mid 700 BC by the Assyrians. Verse 17, Yahweh has done that which he has devised. He has fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied or spared. And he has caused your hated enemy to rejoice over you. He has set up the horn of your adversaries. The days of old is referring to Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, the curses and the blessings of obedience and disobedience. Verse 21, The young and the old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger. You have killed and not pitied or spared. Yahweh's mercy is great. His compassions are deep. But he is an Elohim of his word. And when our people do not obey him, he performs the curses of disobedience without compassion. Lamentations 3:22. It is of Yahweh's mercies, or loving commitment, that we are not consumed, because his compassions, or deep compassions, fail not. Malachi 3:6 reads, For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Lamentations 3:30. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. If you are guilty, turn the other cheek to him also. Half a spanking does not teach a lesson. Verse 31. For Yahweh will not cast off forever. Psalm 94:14. For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Speaking of both houses, Judah and Israel. Lamentations 3:32. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion, according to the multitude of his mercies, or loving commitments. For he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of Adam. You have covered. Ezekiel 33:11. Say unto them, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Lamentations 3:43. You have covered with anger and persecuted us. You have slain. You have not pitied or spared. Baruch 1:12. And Yahweh will give us strength and lighten our eyes, and we shall live under the shadow of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and under the shadow of Balthazar, his son, and we shall serve them many days, and find favor, or delight, in their sight. The righteous Israelites knew that the Babylonian captivity, punishment, was for their own good, and accepted it. In return, Yahweh preserved them through it, and gave them favor in the sight of the Babylonians. Baruch 2:14. Hear our prayers, O Yahweh, and our petitions, and deliver us for your own sake, and give us favor, or delight, in the sight of them which have led us away, that all the earth may know that you are Yahweh our Elohim, because Israel and his posterity is called by your name. The promises made to Abraham covers all Israelites who are lovingly committed to Yahweh. Yahweh's promise recalled. Baruch 2:27. O Yahweh, our Elohim, you have dealt with us after all your goodness, and according to all the great mercy, or loving commitment, of yours, as you spake by your servant Moses in the day when you did command him to write the law before the children of Israel, saying, If you will not obey my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number among the nations, where I will scatter them. Baruch 3:2. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, or compassion, for you are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. It's quite obvious that repentance equals mercy. Encouragement for Israel, Baruch 4:5. Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Israel. You were sold to the nations, not for your destruction, but because you moved Elohim to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemies. For you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils and not to Elohim. You have forgotten the everlasting Elohim that brought you up, and you have grieved Jerusalem that nursed you. For when Jerusalem saw the wrath of Elohim coming upon you, she said, Hearken, O you that dwell about Zion, Elohim has brought upon me great mourning. For I saw the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting brought upon them. When Israel was lovingly committed, she, meaning Jerusalem, was filled with joy. But when they became race-mixing idolatrous sluts, she sent them away weeping and mourning. Verse 20. I have put off the clothing of my peace, and put upon me the sackcloth of my prayer. I will cry unto the everlasting in my days, Be of good cheer, O my children. Cry unto Yahweh, and he will deliver you from the power and from the hand of the enemies. For my hope is in the everlasting, that he will save you. And joy is come unto me from the Holy One, because of the mercy, or loving commitment, which shall soon come unto you from the everlasting, our Savior. For I sent you out with mourning and weeping, but Elohim will give you to me again, with joy and gladness forever. Like as now the neighbors of Zion have seen your captivity, so shall they see shortly your deliverance from our Elohim, which shall come upon you with great glory and brightness of the everlasting. Baruch 5:9. For Elohim shall lead Israel with joy in the light of his glory with the mercy, or loving commitment, and righteousness that cometh from him. The people face a long captivity. Baruch 6:2. Because of the sins which you have committed before Elohim, you shall be led away captives into Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylonians. So when you be come into Babylon, you shall remain there many years, and for a long season, namely, 7 generations. And after that, I, Yahweh, will bring you away peaceably from there. Now you shall see in Babylon gods of silver, and of gold, and of wood, borne upon shoulders, which cause the nations to fear. Beware, therefore, that you in no wise become like the foreigners, neither be you of them, or of letting fear for these gods possess you. When you see the multitude before them and behind them, worshipping them, they, the idols, false gods, and Jewish Jesus, can show no mercy or loving commitment to the widow, nor do good to the fatherless. Even Baruch speaks of Yahweh's loving commitment to the seed of Abraham, that they will be shown favor and mercy during their captivity if they trust, repent, and obey Yahweh. The theme never changes. Repent, return, obey, and receive mercy. Ezekiel 5:7. Therefore thus says Yahweh Elohim, because you multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have you done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. The Septuagint reads, because your occasion for sin has been taken from the nations round about you. We learn wickedness from the other nations and practice their traditions. Verse 8. Therefore thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, I am against you, and will execute judgments in the midst of you in the sight of the nations. Wherefore, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary, the temple, with all your detestable things, and with all your abominations, the idols, therefore will I also diminish you, neither shall my eye spare or pardon, neither will I have any pity or compassion. When we allow the other races to live amongst us, we forsake Yahweh and adopt their traditions and gods. Look at America and any once white Christian nation. Once we become multiracial and multicultural, we also become a nation of multiple gods. This is not how we show our loving commitment to our Elohim. He will not spare or pardon a cesspool of abominations. Ezekiel 7:3. Now is the end come upon you, and I will send my anger upon you, and I will judge you according to your ways, and will recompense upon you all your abominations. And my eye will not spare or pardon you, neither will I have pity or compassion or mercy, but I will recompense your ways upon you, and your abominations shall be in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon you, and accomplish my anger upon you, and I will judge you according to your ways, and I will recompense you for all your abominations. And my eye shall not spare or pardon, neither will I have pity or compassion or mercy. I will recompense you according to your ways and your abominations that are in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh that smites. In chapter 8, Yechezkel is shown a vision of just how wicked Jerusalem has become. Yechezkel is Ezekiel 8:17. Then he said unto me, Have you seen this, O son of Adam? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Likely a reference to pagan rituals, incense, and hallucinogenics. Sheldon Emery states that the incense was to hide their doings. Verse 18, Therefore will I deal in fury. My eye shall not spare or pardon, neither will I have pity or compassion. And though they cry in my ear with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Why won't Yahweh hear them when they cry to him? Because he does not hear the prayer of a habitual sinner. Chapter 9 continues the vision of the slaughter of idolaters. Ezekiel 9:4. And Yahweh said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. These are the righteous men that are not involved in the satanic society, those who reject sin and abomination. Their preservation is assured here. Verse 5, And to the others, the ones with the weapons, he said in my hearing, Go you after him through the city, and kill. Let not your eyes spare or pardon, neither have you pity or mercy or compassion. Slay utterly the old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. These men were bowing towards the sun. The vision is a parable of what was to come upon Jerusalem at the hands of the Chaldeans, the Babylonians. They didn't know this was coming. Just like today, the fall of Mystery Babylon is coming. Most everybody doesn't even know what's coming, and if they don't repent and change their ways, they will not be pardoned or shown mercy either, even if they are saved and call on Haimi Jesus. Verse 10, And as for me also, my eye will not spare or pardon, neither will I have pity or compassion or mercy, but I will recompense their way upon their head. When Yahweh, who is very patient with our errors, has had enough of our abominations, he executes judgment. We are clearly seeing in the major prophets that the judgment upon Israel has been set. He was going to punish them, the whole nation. Many died by the sword and by the famine. There was no escape. But we also see that Yahweh does not make a full end of them because of his promise to Abraham, because of his compassion and loving commitment to his people. He warns them not to try to escape, but to accept this major spanking and to trust him during the captivity, and they will be preserved through it, and they will be able to return. Yahweh's mercy, grace, compassion, and loving commitment is serious, but so are his warnings, his punishments, his wrath, and the destruction of his people who will not return to him.